Hello, I'm Greg Tucker. Welcome to another edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Hector De La Torre, the director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is back with us here in the studio here at WYPR. Today, we're going to focus on the Affordable Care Act and its impact on companies. Now, there's been a lot of discussion around the new requirements for businesses, both small, medium, and large. And of course, some are worried that the new requirements will actually work against those companies and ultimately their workers, since the fear is that some won't be able to comply and provide the level of health coverage that's required under the new law. Hector, help us sort out this and give us some insights. What's the top line story here?
Well, for employers with 50 or less employees, there is nothing that requires them to provide coverage today or in the future. Not now, not ever. And that accounts for about 96% of employers in the United States. So I think that's just a bottom line that we need to be very, very clear on. Now, for employers with 50 to 99 employees, there's been a big change recently. And with employers with 100 or more employees, they will have this mandate coming up in 2015. So an employer with 100 or more employees will be required to provide their full-time workers, which is defined as 30 or more hours worked per week, with affordable health insurance. That's coming up on January 1st of 2015. They have to provide this coverage.
And those that have 50 to 99 employees, what's their deadline?
They just got an extension. They will not have to provide that coverage until January 1st of 2016. So they got an extra year on top of this year, which was already postponed for both those groups. So employers with 50 to 99 employees will face the mandate to provide coverage for their employees in 2016.
Okay. You referenced affordable. Now, affordable health care can mean different things to different people. It's all relative. Let's define affordable health insurance under the new law.
Well, there is a formula that is laid out in the ACA, and it is defined very clearly, 9.5% of an employee's yearly household income. That's a little tough because, if you notice, I said household income. It isn't just for that person. So if that person has a spouse or there's other people in the household who are bringing in money, it's 9.5% of that total, not just the employee's amount. So if the employee is a low-wage worker but has someone in their home who is a high-wage worker, then obviously that all balances out, and 9.5% would be significantly more for that person.
Right. Okay. A good clarification there. Okay, Hector, but obviously if companies don't comply, there's inevitably, I suspect, a penalty involved.
Yes, it's a tax penalty for the employer of $2,000 per full-time employee. Again, that's 30 hours or more worked per week. And it excludes the first 30 employees. So you take out the first 30 employees, and then whatever is left, you multiply that by $2,000. That's your tax penalty.
Ouch. Well, the message is pretty clear there. Listen, a lot to take in, a lot to figure out, a lot to comply with. Where is the best place for everyone to go who needs more information?
Well, we have quite a bit of information for business on our website. You can go to www.transamericainstitute.org.
Terrific. And right there, click on the Health Center. There's the Health Center and, of course, the Retirement Center. But at the Health Center, you have all the information you should need. Thanks so much, Hector, for being with us again. Always helpful. That's all we have time for here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm Greg Tucker for WYPR, your NPR news station.